This is a CK to Z news update. Becca's Beans, a local coffee business started by Becky and Scott Knutson in 2008, is now in the enthusiastic care of Doug and Melanie McCaffrey. They joined CK to Z News for an interview in late November.
I'd like to start by asking, what brought you to Cortez?
It might have been the coffee. Well, a number of things, actually. We've always loved the area, and earlier this summer, we were at the Gorge Harbor Resort, and I ordered a cup of coffee from the food truck, and it stopped me in my tracks. I thought, this is the best coffee I've had in a long, long time. And I asked the guy, what is it? And he goes, oh, it's drip coffee. And I said, no, what coffee is this? He goes, it's Becca's Beans. And that's what really started the ball rolling. We discovered that the owners of Becca's Beans, Scott and Becky, were ready to make a big change in their life. And the roastery was available, and we looked into it further, and here we are, roasting coffee in paradise.
Truthfully, I think we were also looking for a quieter lifestyle at this point in our lives, slower paced, that kind of thing. So we found the ideal place, I think.
So it sounds like you're enjoying it so far.
Oh, it's just so fantastic to be here. It really is. And we've met so many wonderful people that are so welcoming and so friendly. And just being away from the rat race of Victoria has been really nice. We're really, really calling it home now already.
The couple moved here from Central Saanich at the end of October, and their very first few days on the island coincided with a marathon power outage.
That was our big welcome. Kind of 2.5 days of no power.
It was the movers leaving, driving down the highway, and the lights went out for 3 days. So here we were with all these unpacked boxes. Didn't even know where our toothbrushes were. It was a good initiation. But it's been smooth sailing since then. Everybody's been so helpful and very, very welcoming.
We're just thrilled that we be part of this community.
What we love about it is, you know, Cortez has traditionally, historically, been a working island, which really suits us. Not that we want to kind of cut back on the work aspect of life, but, you know, everybody just seems so involved in different projects and everybody seems busy, but at a very good pace, which really suits us as well. And hopefully we can contribute to that. And we decided, you know, I think the world right now needs a good cup of coffee and love, sweet love. So hopefully we can provide both.
Had you had previous experience with coffee in the commercial sense?
None.
Well, no, don't say that. We've had years and years of experience enjoying coffee, like pretty much everybody. But part of the transition was training in the roastery, a very intensive training by probably the best teacher we could ever ask for, and that was Becky and Scott. I think we've got it down pat. We've been asking people for feedback. It's all been very good so far.
So had you known Scott and Becky prior to this?
We had met them first in the summertime. I came out for some initial training in the roastery, and it was like a working holiday, really. It was so much fun working with those two. And we became actually really, really good friends.
So I imagine there's a potential opening there for a little bit of ongoing support if you need it.
Yeah, there's Becca's Beans 24-hour support by phone. But Becky says don't fall after 9. But no, in fact, we were just talking to them this morning. We had a few questions, and they're always there for us. In fact, we're going to have them out again soon. We're going to try some new profiles. Not that we really want to reinvent the wheel. They've invented the perfect wheel as far as we're concerned. But we're going to try maybe some new profiles, maybe tweak a few things. And they're going to be there for us, you know, kind of making sure that we don't mess things up too bad.
Have you been getting to know the suppliers as well?
Yeah, the supply chain has been wonderful, all things considered.
Where does a lot of the coffee come from?
Well, originally, I suppose anywhere from Ethiopia to Nicaragua to Brazil, Sumatra, comes from all over the world, but thankfully there's a really good organic bean supplier on the lower mainland. They always seem to have very well stock of just about everything we need, so we're really fortunate that way.
And speaking of supply chains, I don't know how often you get your shipments, but there's been obviously a little bit of a disruption with the floods. But has that played a role at all for you?
Well, I guess we'll find out soon.
They sent an update after the interview saying they had ordered 7 sacks of green beans and found that supply chain disruptions have caused prices to go up about 30%. In addition, the order was held up because beans from Brazil had not yet arrived as scheduled. The McCaffreys are wondering if they will be seeing more of this.
I'm sure you've also been getting to know all the, I don't know if it's mostly stores that buy from you or are there individuals as well?
We have a mix of both. So we do supply, I think, most of the major grocery stores like the Co-op and the markets.
And the Gorge.
But we do have some who buy it privately, just what they like and what they need. So we've got a good mix there, I think.
And people have been asking for custom blends as well. And with Christmas coming, things are heating up in the roastery.
Well, it sounds like it's keeping you busy, and I'm sure it's also fascinating just to learn everything.
Yeah, coffee roasting, you're finding, really is a blend of art and science. It's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
So I'm more of the science person, so I've been researching and learning all about the grades and the blends and the quality and all that stuff. And Doug is the artist. He is. He's the one that does the roasting, and he can get creative with that, with temperature and time and stuff, and he's good at that. So it took us a little while to straighten out how we were going to work together and who does what better, but I think we've got it done. So I'm the science girl, and he's the artist.
Do you think you're going to keep the name?
I would like to keep the name, that's for sure, because it's pretty special, and it's got quite a legacy attached to it.
Yeah, you know, people are familiar with the name. I can't see making any changes there. Maybe a little bit of eventually rebranding, starting with the fonts, perhaps, and going from there. But it seems to be working well now. And I don't see any real reason to change too many things right off the bat anyway. Quite often people become a little dislodged when they reach for their favorite product and something's changed. And we don't want to be the new Coke, that's for sure.
They're considering expanding their distribution area.
We've had a little bit of interest from London Powell River. I know Becky hasn't really sold her beans off the island at all, Becky and Scott. But we're, you know, with the new water taxi going over to London, we're kind of looking into exploring, dropping off some beans on the mainland, at least around London, Campbell River anyway, because they need coffee too.
Yep, coffee powers the people. Well, I'd love to also hear about your backgrounds. Just from what you mentioned in our emails, it sounds like there's so much fascinating stuff that you're bringing with you to Cortez.
Well, as a young girl, I spent all my summers when I wasn't in school on a farm, a working farm. But I really have always loved gardening and just getting my hands dirty. You know what I mean? Was a caregiver at one point and then moved to a farm market and worked there and loved it. Had a garden at my old home and absolutely loved it. So it's wonderful to be here and have a garden and be able to grow things.
You may want to mention too that you have soap making skills and you're also a herbologist and an aromatherapist.
Yeah, and I'm just looking into trying to replace some of the medicinal herbs that I did grow when we were in Central Saanich, because I don't see a lot in the garden here. We've been so busy learning in the roastery. And we're still trying to unpack. So, you know, we're kept busy with that. But I do plan to stretch my wings on that and meet people who are into herbology and aromatherapy as well. And Doug, yours is film.
Yeah, I also restore and scan motion picture film. I'm just reinventing my studio here right now. There used to be a couple of pottery kilns, but now there's going to be some film activity going on in that studio. I'm chomping at the bit to get going on that. You know, by the way, there's like millions of cans of film around the world that really does need help. And it's just a matter of time before this film disintegrates and it will become unwatchable and disappear. And I think that's a legacy that we should maintain. We've got a strong film heritage in this country and around the world. And I'm just doing my part to keep film alive.
You've been listening to an interview with Doug and Melanie McCaffrey, who are the new owners of Becca's Beans on Cortez Island.